All right. Enough. Oh, man.
All right. Hope Myers has all his news ready. Where'd he go? John NES. Joe NES. Joe Jones. Jonas. Jonas 48. See? Now I talk quiet and he can't hear me. What's going on?
You can't hear?
I don't know.
Can you hear now?
I can hear you guys.
Hello, hello, it's hello.
Fine. We're fine on our end.
Yeah, we can hear your typing.
It tastes like pipe smoke. Yeah, Steve Brown's mic is kind of rough to talk into. Everybody's fine. I don't know what's going on, actually. They said they can hear it, and we have 8 seconds till we go live. So, wait, you can't hear Jonas 48? Like, literally, or is it just too low? Tastes like... There it is. Did you record it in there, Cody?
Yeah.
Okay. When the music goes off, you guys sound normal. Otherwise, it sounds like the mic is down your throat. Okay. It's 11:41. We're 40 minutes late. 40 seconds late. Yeah, I was going to make a deep throat joke, too. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Myers is back.
Get pumped, John. Get pumped. Get pumped. Get pumped.
Your news ready? Har, har, har. Calisthenics.
Chair's like all bouncy.
Chair's pretty bouncy.
What? Oh, you're looking at me?
Yeah,
for a cue or something?
No.
Oh, my news is ready.
I mean, you guys are ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, yeah. There we go. I'm loud. I'm loud now.
Record full.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Record full?
Let's do this.
Yeah. Hold on. This CD apparently is full.
Oh, and you picked the wrong one.
Looks empty to me.
You guys are killing me.
Or it's completely full.
Yeah, all these are full. It's
yeah.
A full spindle of unlabeled CDs.
Oh yeah, that's Eric. Check to the bottom over there.
Oh my god.
Eric records on them and then does nothing with them. Like,
there's no way you could ever do anything with these.
He knows what
there
are.
Nothing written
on
them.
No, he knows exactly what, and he can go through and figure out where it is because it'll by week and
just
all that.
Just wait till the music's
check
off.
Where?
Jonas.
Check where?
On the thing over there where the CD. Yeah, there you go.
It sounds like reading the mic because we can't hear each other because of how low Cody has the
muted.
Oh,
downvote.
Downvote.
Who's John S?
I'm gonna guess it's John Eric.
My name is Jonas.
I'm reading Jonas too. Jonas 48.
I'm carrying the wind.
Wait, what? Are you singing something?
Isn't that from Weezer or whatever?
Oh gosh, yeah, that is all right. You're right. You're right. It just sounded nothing like Rivers.
Oh, trust me. I know I sound nothing like a nobody.
Set up. Stand by.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Stand by.
Getting sleepy.
Stand by.
Okay.
Okay. We're rolling.
There we go.
Wait.
Oh.
No, you're fine.
Changing music on us.
That was the end of the song.
That was it?
That was it.
That's how it ends.
That was it.
Worst ending ever.
Yeah.
Everybody ready? Casey won't know when we start because she muted us.
She muted us?
She said she muted us, so she won't know when we started.
Wow, that's kind of rude.
Not tell her. Let's not tell her. I thought you were ready, Myers.
I'm ready. I just need. I'm warming up here. I gotta watch something make me laugh. You ever seen these?
Yeah, I liked his Skrillex ones or his dubstep ones.
The Dr. P was pretty good too.
I'll play you some inspiring, upbeat music.
Okay, I'm good.
I love that, man. That kid's awesome.
Oh, those videos are awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Dubstep mime.
That's what my nightmares look like.
Really?
No.
Scary.
Except they're zombies. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yep. That's the good one.
How many views does that have?
He has
2.2
a lot.
2.2 million.
Wow. Oh, views? Yeah. I don't think he has me turned on anymore.
Casey quit.
She had enough. That guy is so legit.
All right, good. All right. Good. Yeah.
Feeling good? Feeling good.
All right, so we got to do that with you.
He just did it.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, I missed it. All right, cool.
After this, right, after ready. The show, we're going to put on some Skrillex. We're going to roll the video camera, and we're all going to do that.
No, I'm not doing
that. All of us.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Welcome to Nerdiverse Podcast, episode 20, May 30th, 2012. With your hosts, Rogue, Commander Kodo, and Tan Lee.
We're here.
Oh. Yeah!
I got some clapping going on.
The clapping.
Episode 20.
20! We've made through 20 of these.
20.
Can you believe this?
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. It's taken us a long time, though.
It is not the 20 within 20 weeks that we thought was going to have.
Yeah. Not at all.
Well,
I blame Obama.
Yeah, I blame because Obama doesn't like white people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyways. Yeah.
That's recorded.
if Kanye can say it, I can say it too.
That's true.
So
freedom is something.
Yep.
So Myers, how was your week?
Good. Just got back from Atlanta
last
weekend.
Why were you there? I didn't ask you that anyway.
There's a car show called Southern Withersea, which is based on...
Southern Women's Show?
Excuse me?
Huh?
Southern Women's Show? No, Withersea.
That's so funny.
Withersea, it's a area in... I think Austria over in Europe. And over here, we do Southern Withersea. It's like kind of a knockoff. We want to steal your hype, so we'll make one over here. But it's a huge, like, there's a town called Helen, Georgia.
I've been there.
Yeah, I know Helen.
Like, I love Helen.
All little German town up there. And it's really awesome because we take over the entire town. Like, I mean, no matter where you look, there's Volkswagens, Audis, BMWs.
Lamborghini.
Sweet.
No, it's Italian, man. I mean, come on.
Sort of.
German.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's true. They are owned by Volkswagen now. But, yeah, so.
That sounds fun.
So, yeah, it was really cool. I mean, we had a great time up there. Hit the Vortex on the way back.
Yeah, Vortex.
Dragon Con.
It's quite delicious. I took some people from work there last, I don't know, what was that? A while ago, a couple months ago.
To the Vortex?
To the Vortex.
We're going to burn this mother down.
No, they were all about it. Like, they were super excited. But, you know, this place is kind of, it's religious. And when I looked around this time, I wasn't sitting up against a wall, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I brought people from work to the Vortex. And the people from RTS
were from a ministry to the Vortex.
And the people at RTS is like, oh, that place has a bunch of porn everywhere. And I'm like, porn everywhere? I've never seen porn everywhere. And this time around, I saw like there was a drawing of a topless woman. I was like, oh.
It's tasteful.
I guess if you were really like
strict. It's
artsy.
Titanic porn.
So, yeah, I guess. I just, I probably...
Wait, did Titanic in 3D come out? I missed that.
Are you seriously asking?
There's certain scenes I need to see in 3D.
Larger than life.
Avenger scenes are much better.
So, did they say anything?
She's kind of cute. No. They were really happy about it. Like, they left there. They were going, man, that was the best hamburger I ever had. Except for one guy here.
Who? Name his name.
You don't know him. I don't want to name him. He'll be dead in the morning.
Just put a horse head
in his bed. It's nobody you know, so it's okay.
You silly little freak.
Exactly. But yeah, everybody left there just going, man, that was the best hamburger I ever had. I tasted the Elvis this time around.
What's the Elvis?
The Elvis is peanut butter, bacon, sweet plantains on a burger.
And I'm like wanting to vomit.
Peanut butter on a burger just does not sound right.
And that's the thing. I'm sitting there taking a bite of this. We showed up late, so they were pretty much done. And they're like, here, try this. So I was like, okay. So I took the bite. My mouth went, huh? And my mouth... Then after that, I mean, it was like, it was so confused. It was conflicted. It's like, this is good, but it's peanut butter and hamburger and bacon and you taste all in banana
so
flavor and you taste all this and your mouth is going, I'm confused, but it's so delicious. I need more. So, yeah. And then I had a taste of the double coronary bypass.
Yeah.
Which is two grilled cheese sandwiches, an egg, six or three slices of bacon, hamburger.
Oh,
it's really delicious, though.
I just had the single.
I can't bring
single.
Myself to buy it because it's just so much food. I always get the Buffalo Blue Burger, which is they have this
that sounds good.
Homemade blue cheese spread they use on top of the.
Didn't you go with us?
Dunk.
I did. I got. They had
What'd
some.
You have?
They had some kind of pork sandwich special. It was good. It was just kind of normal.
You didn't have a hamburger?
No. It was the special. Special of the day.
Nah,
it was
whatever.
Pulled pork with coleslaw on top. With
you got tacos at Taco Mac, didn't you?
Yeah. Dude, Taco Mac's the other one that I'm definitely hitting up and excited about going back for.
And you guys talked about that after coming home from Dragon Con last year.
Yeah.
And I finally saw where it's at. And it's like literally where we park every year.
It's right across
the street.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never been?
No, we've never been to Taco Mac.
It's good stuff.
It's good.
It's good.
So we hit Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles on the way up as well.
I saw that.
I've never been there.
That's good
so
stuff.
So you really need to come to Dragon Con this year, and then we can school each other on restaurant choices.
I'll be so fat leaving Dragon Con.
Well, it's late nights and late nights and a lot of running from nerdy party to nerdy party. So you'll burn it all off.
Yeah.
I don't plan on sleeping this trip.
Yeah.
I want to do a lot of stuff.
Or just buy a case of Red Bull.
Red Bull?
Red Bull.
Get that sugar-free Rockstar.
Yeah.
Oh. Cody, how was your week?
Mine was good. It was very good. I'm kind of back to a normal schedule, so it's been nice. In town, normal hours. Somewhat, and I was bummed we couldn't do the podcast last week, but...
Yeah, that was your fault.
Happy to be here again. No, actually, for a change, it wasn't my fault.
I don't remember whose fault it was.
It's normally my fault because I'm not in town, but it wasn't this time.
Was it my fault?
Yes, it was.
Oh, really?
You bailed on Wednesday, and he couldn't do Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had work, so...
Whatever.
It's all right.
Oh, well.
Hey, Danny, how was your week? My week was great.
I just trying to give you a taste.
It was awesome. Last weekend was the first Star Wars weekends at Hollywood Studios. And I got myself frozen in carbonite, which was excellent. It was one of the coolest.
Jealous.
I mean, it took all of 5 minutes, maybe. I mean, the way Disney did it with the lines, there was no line because you had an appointment time to go.
Right.
And so, sorry, I cleared my throat on the mic. So, showed up. And they kind of decorated the room to look like, you know, the carbon freezing chamber, which was pretty legit. And then you get into a chair with all these cameras around you, and you just kind of they take one picture. Well,
they didn't take three.
You take two different faces.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have you do different faces. I did my serious troll face. And so you get out, and then it renders your face, and then they show you like a 3D model of what your face is going to look like on the carbonite, which is pretty legit that they did it like right on the spot. I mean, it's going to take like 3 weeks, I said, to get here, but the mold's 8 inches tall. It's a good size. And then they had examples sitting out there, and the detail on faces was kind of ridiculous. They had like, you could see the beards on people. You could see even if they had like stubble. And so I'm pretty excited about getting it back.
That's cool.
The packaging is okay. I was kind of disappointed in the packaging.
Oh, that's
nothing.
A shame.
I mean, it's a nice little box that comes in. It's got the clear front, so you don't have to take it out of the box, mm-hmm. which is nice. But I was kind of hoping for like actual Star Wars, you know, card backer and packaging,
like blister
something,
pack.
Yeah, like a cool blister pack. But it's not. But I can't complain too much.
Yeah.
But that was about it. I mean, Star Wars Weekends was great. Busy as hell.
One more weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll make it out again.
I'm going to go out there. We're going out there this Saturday, actually.
Cool.
I didn't know it was multiple weekends.
It's every weekend. It's 4 weekends. It's okay. The last two in May, first two in June.
Oh, okay.
We actually may not make it over there to MGM, though, because it's just so busy.
It's Hollywood Studios.
Well, whatever.
I'm just kidding.
I grew up as MGM.
Yeah, well.
So it will always be MGM to me. So.
Well, we got echoey mics tonight.
Sorry. Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work on the studio. That's probably why. So, yeah, here we are. One more weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll move right into the news.
Let's do it, because we got some interesting stuff happening in Florida.
Yeah, we do. let's see here. So, a couple weeks ago...
I'm cutting you off, because I was going to bring this up. I have Star Wars news, since we were talking about Chronic Carbonite. So, they posted on... they posted like a breakdown of, you know, the net worth of Star Wars throughout since it released. And at this point, it's racked in $33 billion. And so they have a breakdown of how it's been spent out. So $1.2 billion is just rentals alone for the movies.
Rental?
Yeah, rentals for the movies alone.
Wait, you mean like the theaters renting the film?
Nope.
Or people per... Wow.
Yeah, renting the movies, like, you know, Blockbuster and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Since whenever, the 70s. And then... whatever falls under was $1.3 billion, and then the books, which would be EU, and then, you know, novelizations of it would be $2 billion. DVD sales was $4.3 billion. Box office sales was $4.5 billion. Video games is $4.7 billion, and then toys is $15 billion.
I believe it.
In toys.
Wow.
I believe it.
It's unbelievable how, like, box office is number three on the list.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, how many?
Yes,
how
I
many
have like
figures
15
of
Luke
just
Skywalkers.
Luke
yeah, exactly.
Do you have? And then like, you know, all the Hans and all the Chewies and
I
R2
need the new Millennium Falcon, and I need this.
I mean, like 3PO back in the day, he had like six figures. Then I mean, it was like one where he was like silver, one where he was gold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his legs came off of one. You know, he went in the backpack of Chewie. So
yeah, 15
billion totally
in
believe
just
it.
Toys. So that was, I thought it was an interesting breakdown that their $33 billion mark was almost half of its toys.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Cool. It's a lot of money.
I just like a little sliver of that.
A little sliver?
Just a little sliver.
The John Meyer sliver?
Yeah, I'll take
it. All right. So. All right, we can move on to other news. I thought it was interesting.
Well, we'll stick a little bit to Star Wars stuff.
I like this.
Ever since George Lucas finished the prequel trilogy, he says he'd like to be done with it and move on to smaller films, kind of like THX.
Red Tails.
And Red Tails, yep. You know, it's basically his retirement, you know. He's ready to retire.
Okay.
So.
That's fine. Can someone else have the reins of Star Wars?
Can
we give it to Joss Whedon at this point?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, weren't they still working on a TV show? The Star Wars TV show? So if he's wanting to sign off on things,
they
maybe.
Said they had 50 hours written, but their problem is they can't get pricing down to Star Wars quality and budget enough for TV.
Just, so if it's anything better than,
I mean, they have $33 billion. Yeah. So can we get a good TV show?
Oh, that's
these?
All. That's all.
It's in
divvied up. Yeah. So
I would love for them to do that. I mean, the rumor and whatever the speculation, the TV show was like this was gonna be the underground Star Wars universe. So it was gonna touch on Boba, but nothing real.
Right.
You know, no Han, no Chewie. At least I don't think so. Who knows? But their hang-up is the money at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, look at like, I think probably, New Generation? I mean, that Next Generation that was, like, it was decent quality looking. I only saw, I mean, for its time.
I don't even know when time was.
Yeah, like 90s? In the 80s or 90s or something like that. I don't know.
We're talking Star Trek right now.
I think so, yeah. Isn't that what that show is, Star Trek?
Next
Generation. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, even Firefly. I mean, was that a huge budget show?
I don't know. I mean,
it
worked for
like
me,
it,
though.
And
I couldn't imagine it would be huge. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I think they could pull off a decent, if they had a good story like Firefly, it doesn't require huge budget to make these things happen.
No.
So, I mean, if you look at Firefly, the CG on it, it's mediocre. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, if I actually watched it in 2002, then
yeah, it would
maybe,
probably be really good
yeah,
then.
I would believe it.
But I mean, think about like the stuff you see coming out of like just film graduates yeah. on YouTube and stuff, and it's like, are yeah. you serious right now? I mean, you're just a kid coming right out of college, and you're designing stuff like this, and it's just amazing. It blows the stuff from mid-90s through to the mid-2000s out the water.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole recording industry thing. There's a lot more cheaper, affordable equipment and software that you can make a decent-looking film now for cheap.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's make a film. Let's get right on that. I know somebody who went to school for the sound, so...
Yeah.
He also does film editing.
I'm currently working on a film that's like, 30, 40 years old now, the Jesus film?
There you go.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
We downgrade the audio quality of the new recording so that it matches the horrible video quality.
Oh, wow.
Quality.
Oh,
jeez. That's ridiculous. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so... we got a film, what was this, 2 years ago now, of Tron.
Right.
And
has it
right
been 2 years?
I don't know, maybe a year, 2 years. It feels like it's been a while.
It has been, I guess.
The remake. It wasn't really a remake.
It was a sequel.
Sequel, yeah. Okay. They have just recently released the first episode of Tron Uprising, they promised us. Many, many, many moons ago.
Yep.
So it finally hit Disney XD. If you haven't seen it yet, go out there. Go to Apple. I think it's on iTunes. Check it out. It's supposed to be pretty awesome. Have you seen it?
Yep. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's good animation.
Yeah. It's no Green Lantern.
Oh, God. I want to talk about Green
I'm still
Lantern.
Watching it. It's still
Are
not
you?
Bad. It's gotten
I
better.
I heard the last two episodes, that the story's been really good.
Yeah, and they've polished a lot of the... It's not like the first episode. They've gotten better.
They're all on my box. I don't know if I'll watch it. Young yeah. Justice has been amazing.
Has it? I haven't watched that. I've been watching Ultimate Spider-Man.
Okay, Ultimate Spider-Man's good.
But I haven't... on my list is I guess it's the Avengers. Earth's
Mightiest,
yeah.
Which is getting canceled.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is Spider-Man sticking around?
Spider-Man's sticking around, okay. But they're canceling Earth's Mightiest, which is a shame. It's a decent cartoon.
And it's had two seasons where Spider-Man's
It's
only
weird because it's following the Avengers movie, but they're still canceling it.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they have something better in the pipeline.
Well, anyways, go check out the
Uprising.
Disney XD's
It's got some good cast, too. It's got Elijah Wood. It's got Mandy Moore.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a good cast behind it. Hmm.
Yeah, it's Which definitely my list to watch, so I need to pick it up and watch it. Let's see here. Did you hear they have made Lego Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
The figures.
Wow.
I have, and I'm disappointed in them.
Really?
I am. I feel like they're not worth the money.
Well, as with every Lego figure, they're just the same thing with a little bit extra paint.
It's hard.
And hair.
It's. I mean, the only one that I was like excited about seeing was the Battle at Helm's Deep, and then it's just kind of like a wall of Lego bricks.
Okay.
Like it's not really. I was expecting a little bit more detail. You know, I'm just a uber nerd about it.
Yeah.
But the one that I really want is the only one I'm going to buy from that series is Gandalf and his cart with Frodo.
Because
that one is, that one. It's a cool one, and I want those figures.
Now, is Frodo smaller than the rest of the characters? Oh, I guess they are. Oh, wait, are they?
I think Gandalf and maybe a little taller because of his hat and stuff. Yeah, I haven't seen him in person, so I don't know how they have the scales are yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to have the Fellowship.
Yeah.
Just the minifig Fellowship would be amazing. But I'm not happy with what they put out.
You may
yet.
Not be happy with the actual figurines, but have you heard they're actually going to make Lego Lord of the Rings video game.
Sort of. I don't know much about it, though, but that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they did Harry Potter. They've done the Batman. They've done Star Wars. Star Wars kind of kicked it off, and it was pretty awesome. Actually, it was really awesome. Yeah. And now they're going to do Lord of the Rings.
I'll be all over that.
Yeah. They do such a good job. You know, I mean, without the character speaking, it's fun.
It's
funny. I mean, it's the whole story. It's the whole movie. And... you know, you might could finish it in shorter than you'd actually be able to watch it.
That's true. Someone in our chat room just said that the Yoda figure is shorter.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I bet that's right.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. So, Yeah, they're coming out with well, the rumor is they're coming out with Lord of the Rings video game.
That's cool. So. I didn't care for the Harry Potter one that much. I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would.
Did you play it on Wii or did you play it on
Xbox?
Xbox. Yeah. See, I didn't actually pick it up. I need to put
like,
it on.
I mean, I liked the manipulation with the magic and the Lego bricks. That was kind of cool. I just didn't. I don't. I
but was it the same as like the Force or no? Not
yeah,
quite.
It's the same concept. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm a Star Wars fan, so I like Star Wars better anyway. But the Batman was great. I love the Batman game.
Batman was really good.
Looking forward to the superheroes one with all the heroes and stuff. I don't know if it's Batman 2 with all the superheroes, but anyway. I think the Lord of the Rings will be a kind of a different dynamic for the game, so it should be pretty sweet. I guess they would still use magic. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, do they...
Gandalf,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
how
guess
are they
would be your
Frodo
only force character.
Manipulate the bricks, except do a little quick build thing like they did in... Yeah. Like they did. I think... Yeah, that's how, like, Anakin did it and stuff.
Yeah.
Anakin. Anyway, that's
I don't
cool.
know. We'll see what happens.
Did you see that someone made the Serenity ship out of Legos?
No.
Someone built a really nice Lego Serenity, and it looks great. And
really?
I don't know if they were pushing for the license for it or something, but all I know is that they're not going to make them. But it's if you Google it, the guy's ship is a pretty awesome. I mean, it looks
crazy.
Quite perfect.
Didn't they have one at Dragon Con?
Not built out of Legos. We saw the Quantum Mechanics, the $3,000 model.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that one's no joke. That one's $3,000, though. That one's, like, built to order. So once you order it, they start building it.
Okay.
And they stopped. They had to stop orders on it because they got too many. So I think they have, like, two people that build them.
Wow.
But it's $3,000. I mean, good Lord. I couldn't imagine. That's a lot of money.
I mean, it's amazing how fans can push something so much further than it would have had an expiration date.
Yeah.
And I say that because... Community. I mean, it was on the chopping block. It was pretty much ready to go. And fans got behind it, and they started doing the 6 seasons in a movie. And, you know, the networks, you know, they listened. And they're like, okay, yeah, let's do it. They actually had recently a community-themed art show called 6 Seasons in a Movie.
Really wish I was a part of it.
Yeah, you should have sent your stuff in.
I know.
You have a couple pieces that would have worked really well.
I didn't know about it until it happened.
Yeah. It was, let's see, where was it at? It was in Los Angeles, and it was a whole weekend dedicated to community-inspired art.
Nice.
So look for it on the internet. There's some really cool images that came from it.
If you like Inspector Spacetime, I did a piece for it.
Yeah, you did. You should check it out on your...
I love that
Society
show.
Society 6.
The last, I guess it was a 3-part finale.
Yes.
Would it start with the 8-bit episode? The 8-bit episode
16,
was
sir.
Phenomenal. What?
16-bit.
16, you're right. But that was, I loved Dude. How each character had a specific video game jump. Like, the Contra jump was Troy, and then Jeff had the Mega Man jump. So that was cool.
Yeah.
It was a lot of...
That episode was probably one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Cody?
No.
Oh, do you watch Community at all?
No, I haven't watched one episode before.
Okay, you're out of the team.
Yep.
You're off the team. No, just kidding. No, yeah, they basically did an entire episode inside of a video game that looked like it was from Nintendo, like old school Super Mario looking or Mega Man
Sweet.
Looking. Like they portaled in like Mega Man and like, it was so good though.
Not the whole episode, I guess. It was probably like 50-60% of the episode because they had to cut back and forth.
It was like I thought it was more like 80%, but yeah, it was a lot. But you know, when they're portaling through, they go to each of these little lands. One of them was like the land of laziness, and it was like called tacos and sombreros and stuff.
That's
right. It was really bad.
It was good.
But yeah, it was funny. That was good stuff. So yeah. Well, while we're on
community's given, what do they get? A green light for 13 episodes next season?
Yeah, I think it's just a half season next season. But unfortunately, it will be without Dan Harmon.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Harmon has been let go from his show running duties.
Which is weird. Like, how do you get rid of the guy that created the show?
Well, I thought that a while ago I had read that him and Chevy Chase were having an out. And I guess Chevy Chase, they couldn't figure out. I mean, they could have just killed Chevy Chase off. It would have been
easier.
That's
the thing. Like, I don't think Chevy is a big player on the show. He's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Troy and Abed funny.
No, he's not Troy and Abed funny at all. But I think...
And he's not as good looking as Annie.
As Annie. I'm so glad you didn't say Jeff.
Oh.
It wouldn't be too much out of character.
I know. I was waiting for it. He's like, he's not as good looking as Jeff. And I'm like, oh, geez. So, yeah, basically, fans of the show are likely wishing it was canceled at this point instead of having everything that was unique about it so thoughtlessly stripped away.
It's scary because it's like we get so excited about that 13 episodes, but it's like, how bad are they going to be?
I mean, you think of how creative some of the stuff was from this season.
Yeah.
You had the dice episode. Yeah. You had the 8-bit episode.
Was no joke.
The
Law and Order episode.
The Law and Order episode. There was some so really innovative stuff this year.
Yeah.
And that writer's just gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, the main creator. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out of 13 episodes. It may just be like, hey, let's figure out a way to wrap it up like Heroes was or whatever, you know?
Or it could be Empire Strikes Back. Different director. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it could be. We'll see what happens. On BBC News,
oh god,
they were looking, they were talking about a story in which a conflict in Syria was happening, and they were looking for the United Nations Security Council logo, and they accidentally popped up the logo for Halo's fictional United Nations Space Command.
Yeah, when I saw that picture come up, I thought it was a joke.
Right,
like, there's no way that they they showed the image and it's a newscaster and you know they have the green screen
behind
them.
Yeah.
But she's sitting there talking and it's got the Halo logo behind her, the UNSC logo, and I'm like, did they really put that logo up? And apparently, whatever it's called, the UN what?
It's the same thing. It's UNSC.
Yeah, but the what's it
called? Oh, okay. The real one from the United Nations is the United Nations Security Council, and the one from Halo is the United Nations Space Command.
When I saw I lost it. I was laughing so hard because I was like, this has to be a joke.
But yeah.
They seriously put up intern just Googled what the logo looks
exactly
like.
That's exactly right. You know, with the world of the internet, it's so quick and easy to just, I got to find this logo real quick, type it into Google, you know, Google Images, pull it up. So they released a statement that said BBC News makes every effort to ensure the accuracy of all images broadcast. However, very occasionally, mistakes do happen. Unfortunately, an incorrect logo was used during a segment on last week's news at one bulletin, and we apologize to viewers for the mistake.
I mean, at
just
least they
so
got the
epic.
The acronym right.
Yeah. USMC or something. Wow. Like, oh, man, US Marine Corps.
It was really, that was really funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I thought it was great.
Speaking of
score
Halo,
one for the nerds.
I'm just not looking forward to 4.
If 4 happens.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, well, they've already done the pre-order stuff for the
Legacy
or whatever.
Go ahead and say go where you're going, and I'll explain why I say what I'm saying.
When I watched the trailer, whatever they put out, and I'm just like, this is not Bungie. This doesn't feel like Halo still. Like, I'm not looking forward to the next part of the story. I'm just not looking forward to it. I'm a major Halo fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think once we have it in our hands, though, and you're actually playing it, hopefully it'll feel like the old stuff. And I'd love to see it go back to its roots.
Well,
just
get
Halo 1 out of the game
and
just a new story over the Halo 1 engine or a way to flip back to the Halo 1 engine for multiplayer because there was so many nights we were playing Halo 1. And the one thing I wanted, you know, they were talking about during Halo Reach how they were bringing back all the old maps. And to me, all I wanted was Halo 1 multiplayer of the internet. Because it was just...
But we got that.
We didn't really
get
that.
Are you talking you want...
I want a multiplayer...
Same everything?
Same everything.
Just over live.
Yeah, or maybe even new textures, but like not the new physics engine. Halo 1 physics engine on multiplayer. I mean, because, geez, so many nights we'd spend just playing and it was just... so good.
Yeah, I know.
And,
yeah.
And I think back and I'm like, oh, that was Halo 2. And I'm like, no, that was Halo 1. We played Halo 1 for 2 years.
Yeah.
Or so, and we were playing it after Halo 2 came out.
Yeah, Halo 2 was out, and we'd always end the nights with Halo 1.
So good. So I'd love to see them, you know, maybe just
use
the new textures.
But when I hear stuff like it's going to have the environment, you know, like in Gears of War, we can crouch behind stuff and hide.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Someone just said on a chat that looks more like Call of Duty, it's weird because I don't want it to be like Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah, or
I
like
don't know.
Gears of War, then.
Yeah, because you're going to have the stuff you can hide around, like you can crouch around a corner, which doesn't make any sense to me, but
Well,
so
that'll be the end of that.
Yeah, we'll see. It's 343, right? 343 Studio.
Yes. Is that right? Yeah, 343 is Microsoft's new studio.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
I miss Bungie. What's Bungie doing next? Anything?
If I don't know, I don't know.
Oh God.
If it happens, because it's up to the president right now whether Xbox 360s get pulled from the shelf.
What?
Yeah, there's a patent that they, Motorola and Microsoft, have been tied up in copyright battle for a while now over some Motorola Wi-Fi and video codec patents used in the console. And the U.S. Judge David Shaw has actually recommended against the continued sale of the Xbox 360 in the United States until the matter's resolved. It's now in the president's hands whether or not they're going to pull them from the shelves or not.
It won't happen.
We have some serious decisions being made in our
Microsoft is writing a nice big check to the president right now.
You would think so. Microsoft is arguing that sales ban would be rather unfair to the consumers, while Shaw is on the opinion that the companies like Sony and Nintendo could fill the video game void for U.S. players. So,
what does Motorola want? Money? They just want to have an Xbox. But what does Motorola have in the video game industry?
It's money, I'm sure, in the end. But the patent, since they've infringed on the patent, I'm sure it's above and beyond what patent, you know. And the thing, the patent trolls are so bad. I hate patents. There's too many trolls out there patenting any and every idea they could possibly think of, even if they can't make it happen, just so that later on, if it does get made, somebody else thinks of the same exact thing, then I can get some money out of it. So, I don't know. This is dumb. So anyways, yeah, we might have Xbox 360s off the shelves here. It says in this article from Blaster, it says, so technically the president could hold the fate of Halo 4 in his hands.
Wonder what would happen if all the gaming systems went away. How much suicide rates would increase and depression rates would increase. God. There's a lot of lonely 40s and 50-something men.
They'll go to World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So I started playing Diablo 3.
Did you?
And I kind of like it. I wasn't going to play it because I just didn't care for it at all. I never played 1 or 2.
Right.
Obviously, it's been, 12 years or how long?
I don't know. I didn't play 1 or 2 either, and I did as well start playing Diablo 3.
And I really like the look of the game, and I like, it runs really nice. It's fun to play.
It's different. Like, it's different than...
I've never played a game like it. That's
right.
That's what... Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Unlike WoW, where you end up with, like, an entire keyboard of controls,
right.
You know, where you almost have macroed every single key to your keyboard, the game uses 1 through 4, and then you click right or left on things.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
I mean, I'm sitting there playing, and I'm wanting to...
Do more.
WASD
yeah.
to move around.
And you can't do it.
No. And I'm like... I have to click to move. It's so like Stone Age to me.
That to me is a little frustrating.
It is.
But like your character automatically moves to where, like if you target a character, if you target an NPC, your character runs towards that guy and just starts attacking. So like all you do is click where you want to go, either right or left, depending on your attack, and that's where the character goes. You have no other further control over that.
Well,
I did find out
if you hold shift.
If you hold shift?
If you hold shift, it won't walk you towards them. You could target an attack without walking.
Oh.
So if you hold shift and then your left click and right click, your powers, it'll attack them without you walking up to them.
Hmm.
I found that out.
Let's try that out.
I'm only
level, level 3 or 4.
We're such noobs at this game, God.
No. Maybe I'm 6. 7. I think
I don't
I'm
know.
7.
It's cool. It's a cool story. Yeah. It looks really nice. It plays
it does,
nice.
It does look nice. I mean, I know I have friends that are already like max level.
Yeah,
and it's just crazy. I don't want that. That's just too much. I already got WoW, so I can't be doing another one.
Exactly.
So, anyways, NASA says, "Don't tread on our parts of the moon, please." Basically, we now have private. We're trying to work private spaceships now because NASA's basically shut down
SpaceX.
Google Space Lunar X Prize. There's also Russia has recently announced that they plan to put permanent bases on the lunar surface, but NASA's saying, "Hey, you know, this is a historic area, so please don't step on our stuff."
Isn't this like race to the moon because of Google? This is because Google put out a $20 million prize for the first person who can send a robot to the moon and then walk a quarter of a mile and take high-res pictures.
Is that the whole? I think
that's why people are racing to the moon, and right. That's why NASA's like, all right, you can go there, but just don't step on our crap.
Yeah.
But Google put that out a while back, saying the first person to successfully launch a rocket with a robot to the moon, land it on the moon, walk a quarter of a mile, and take high-res pictures before 2015.
Okay.
They get $20 million.
Do you think? I would think it would cost more than that to get something to the moon.
I don't know. I mean, I guess SpaceX would already have an advantage if they're already doing stuff like that with like their Dragon satellite and all that crap.
Well, it probably would cost more than that, but that would be a serious revenue source once you got all the high-res images.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And you're the first one there with the robot that could go a quarter mile.
You know, drive the robot over to NASA's area and take pictures so my mom can go, wait, we actually did land on the moon. Gosh, my mom's retarded.
Oh, she believes we didn't?
She watched something on TV, so now she doesn't believe we landed on the moon. I don't know. I don't think it was Mythbusters. Did they try to say we didn't?
They tried. No, they wanted to bust that myth.
Right.
And so they recreated in the studio, the moon landing, and it looked really legit.
Oh, really?
It was kind of crazy.
We landed on the moon!
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, well. So, yeah, NASA says, please don't step on our crap. You know, leave our picnic alone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, okay, so we all love The Avengers.
Yes.
Probably
I've seen it three times.
Three times, really? I've only seen it once. I need to go back and see it again.
Well, you can't see it in IMAX anymore.
And they pulled it from IMAX.
Yep, it's out.
What went in there?
Well, they didn't pull it. It's just out now.
In Men in Black.
Men in Black, yeah.
Okay. Avengers did so well, they've given Iron Man $60 million more to make Iron Man 3. It went from $140 million to $200 million because of the bankroll that Avengers made.
That's a great idea. Put that money right back into Iron Man. They'll make it back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah, I mean, now that there's this many more people seeing you know, Avengers, and now they're fans, you know, they're like, well, you know, I want to see more of this, you know, Iron Man, you know.
Yeah.
So I think they'll definitely make it.
Well, Jon Favreau's back directing this one. So he did the first one.
Okay.
He's directing the second one. Have you seen the leaked photo from set of Iron Man suit?
I don't want to.
Bro, it's horrible.
Oh, is it?
Do you remember after Civil War when Iron Man's suit was like Captain America colors?
Yes.
That's what it is, and I'm not even lying.
Is it because he's maybe built a suit
for
Cap?
I don't know how they're going to do it, but I saw the picture. I'm like, this has to be a troll. They're like trolling us right now.
I would hope so.
I just don't want to see that on the big screen. Just give me... The thing about it is, like, I don't even care to see another Iron Man movie. I just want Avengers 2. Yeah. Like, I don't want these extra... I don't want to see Thor 2. I don't want to see Loki again in a Thor movie. Like, I just want to see Avengers 2. No. I did love Loki. I didn't care for the first Thor movie.
Yeah.
Loki was the best part of the first Thor movie.
No, I mean Iron Man. You said you don't want to see another one.
I just don't care. And I feel like if they make another Iron Man, they're going to... Unless they extend... Robert Downey Jr.'s contract. They're running out of movies he can make as Iron Man.
Yeah.
So give me more Avengers.
And again, I would think that he would extend, if they're pouring all this money into his projects that he's the main character in.
Yeah.
Oh, they've given him a ton of money. I mean, they've given Robert Downey Jr. a ton more money already.
Yeah.
They're like one of the stories I read earlier today was basically saying, you know, he's becoming Tony Stark. And
well,
the amount of bankroll he's getting out of
awesome.
His movies.
Remember when we talked about the last podcast was who got the most screen time and
it
ended up being Captain America,
yeah.
Whatever. There was another breakdown of what they made per movie. And it was like Chris Evans made $2 million and then Ruffalo made like 1.5 or something.
Right.
Robbie Downey Jr. made $50 million.
Holy moly.
Because his agent in his contract got him percentage on the back end.
Oh.
So he made a percentage on this billion-dollar movie.
Yeah.
And so it went from, like, Chris Evans, $2 million, Robbie Downey Jr., $50 million on this one movie. So he banked. I mean, I wish I was his agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the agent. What do they get, 20% or 10% or something like that?
Who knows what he's had set up.
Gee whiz. He's set. Well, you want Avengers 2.
I do.
How would you feel if Joss Whedon did not direct?
I would be skeptical.
Avengers 2.
I'll be really skeptical.
He's torn. He says, you know, I'm very torn. It's an awesome amount of work telling what is ultimately somebody else's story, even though I feel like I did get to put myself into it. He's, you know, he did Buffy, he did Vampire Slayer. I mean, he did Buffy, he did Firefly. He's done all these other, built his own worlds, and now he's working in somebody else's, you know, form factor. He said, but at the same time, I have a bunch of ideas, and they all seem really cool. But he says he's torn. He says he doesn't know. You know, I mean, I guess he's scared. You know,
I can understand that.
I'm sure it's gonna be hard for Avengers 2 to be Avengers 1.
Yeah.
You know, let's hope it's not the Matrix 2 or Matrix 3. You know, I mean, we came out of the Matrix going, oh my gosh, we need another movie. That was amazing. And then we get it and we're going, oh, why do we get another movie?
Right. Kind of a daunting task.
I didn't think 2 was that bad, though. I mean, I enjoyed, like, the highway scenes and the balcony scene. Like, it had its moments.
It had its moments. But
3 had no moments.
it just didn't tell a story.
Yeah, it is sad. It was set up to be a great trilogy.
Yeah. Speaking of continued Avengers news, basically there was a story that, who was it? It was trying to find the actual news source here. It doesn't really matter. They talked to Edward Norton.
What?
They said, "How do you feel about the new Avengers movie?"
Oh, geez.
He said, "I haven't seen it yet." He said, "Where'd it go?" Here's he admitted, it's just not important to me. He said, "You know, well, how do you feel about Ruffalo?" And he said, "Mark is like a brother to me."
Really?
Yeah. He says, besides, he's got two kids, and I'm really happy he gets to have this moment with them. So okay. he's supportive of Mark, but he doesn't care about the movie. I guess to me, it would be like a snub, you know, like, oh, I didn't see that movie.
Right.
Man, I wish I was in that movie.
Yeah. I wish I had a
slice of that pie.
I don't know. I feel like if you're Edward Norton status, he doesn't care. I mean, money's not really that.
But how many movies is he really doing these days?
Well, he doesn't have to.
I mean, he's got.
He's in that new movie with people. Bill Murray, the Bill Murray movie.
Regardless of the money, though, I mean, at his status, it's not about the money, but that was a huge opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You're talking 3-film deal, or 4-film deal, whatever it might be, and then another spinoff for more Hulk movies.
And the Hulk was a big, like, his character was a big part of the film.
Yeah. For me, it doesn't feel like a movie choice Edward Norton would take, though. Like, I feel like the Hulk was a weird choice for me.
Yeah.
To think about Edward Norton going from, like, Fight Club and...
Yeah, he does more serious films.
Yeah, and then he does the Hulk, which he was cool as Bruce Banner. Like, I feel like in that movie, he fit the mold. I don't think he would have fit very well in the Avengers. I think it was a little too over the top.
Yeah.
Well,
I do want to watch Death of Smoochie now that we've had talking about Edward
Norton.
He's
also going to be in The Bourne Legacy.
Oh, God.
Another Bourne movie.
I don't even want to see it.
Another
Edward Norton
Bourne movie. Yeah. Jeremy Renner.
Hawkeye and Hurt Locker.
Hawkeye.
That's gay. You can't do that.
It's not Matt Damon.
Can't do that.
Well, he's a part of that project that Matt was a part of, I guess. I don't like any of them but the first one.
Really?
And I don't care for it.
I was a big fan of all three.
It's okay. It's okay.
They're good.
They kind of
boring. I just want another Jason Statham driving movie. That's all I want.
Transporter 4.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I loved all those movies.
The Avengers was so good up into this third week that it has sunk Battleship.
Oh, no.
Battleship is like, they've lost $150 million on this movie so far.
I had an unnamed source tell me this last week that they went to see Battleship and it was so awesome. Got to go see it in the theater. He said, I got a discounted ticket. But it doesn't really matter. I would have paid full price for it.
Is this the same one who said my news is old?
No,
said, there's no way. There's no way I'm paying to go to the theater and see that movie. It looked horrible.
Yeah.
I said, the trailer looked like they just ripped off some of the sound effects and visual effects from Transformers. Threw it in that movie. Like,
it's a mix of Transformers and Independence Day.
And he said, yeah, that's what made it so awesome. It was just like the characters were just like Transformers.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, yeah, that's lame.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, I
have to admit, I did like Transformers 3. I didn't hate it.
I didn't dislike all the Transformers. I liked
2 sucked all the balls, but 3 was great.
And 2 was still at least decently entertaining. I watched it, and
I really enjoyed 3. That last like hour and a half of Transformers 3 is just amazing.
But it's...
I don't want to see Battleship. No, I'm not watching
really?
That movie.
Like,
the only reason I'd watch that movie is because Liam Neeson is in it.
Yeah.
Wait, Liam Neeson?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking the other...
Who are you thinking of?
Leslie Nielsen. I was like, why would you want to see that for him? In my head, I'm picturing... I don't know. He might not be. Anyways, I'm sorry. They haven't lost $150 million yet, but they're projected to lose $150 million.
Is that as bad as John Carter?
We're going to talk about that next.
Okay.
It said, they only made $25 million on the movie. Or they didn't make, but the box office was $25 million, whereas Avengers was still... 55.1 million.
Man.
Wow.
Yep. Speaking of John Carter, it bombed so bad they've killed the live action Snow White.
Wait, what?
Disney was in the process of making a live action Snow White movie, and they've pulled the plug on it after this whole John Carter debacle losing.
Did they pull it because of John Carter, or did they pull it because the Snow White and the Huntsman looks freaking awesome?
Well, that could be too, but it's saying the John Carter brought in severely underwhelming $30 million on opening weekend, costing the company $200 million in losses. $200 million in losses.
You know what's weird, though, is like I understand like how bad it did, but every tweet or anything I've read about the movie, people have actually liked it.
You know, I kind of wonder if this is going to be one of those movies that actually picks up at the...
DVD
deal, yeah. Like, you know.
I'm going to watch it now, I guess.
I had a guy here at the office who was telling me, same guy didn't like Vortex, but that's beside the point. He was like, this movie's going to be awesome, but then it's right around the same time as you have all these other great
blockbusters. I never thought it was going to be awesome.
He read the books, I guess, is why he thought the movie was going to be good.
There's a guy I follow on Twitter who raved about this movie. Like, I absolutely loved it. I mean, he's from the UK, which... They're all kind of weird anyway over there. I kind of want to see it now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'd rather spend my money to go see Avengers again.
I know, me too.
That's the big problem. I mean, I'll probably see it on DVD.
Yeah, but what do we got? We got Prometheus coming up. I cannot wait for that
one. That one looks so good.
Really?
I'm scared.
You're scared of the movie?
I'm scared.
Oh, God.
I don't like scary movies.
I already said I won't see it in 3D.
Okay.
But it's gonna be good. It's going to be awesome. I mean, I love the Alien movies.
Isn't that next week?
It should be. It should be next Friday.
Okay.
Because then 2 weeks we get...
Yeah, that's this week.
June 3rd, something else is coming out. What's coming out this weekend? Keep talking. I'll figure it out.
Well, okay. Men in Black was last weekend. Then this week's off. Oh, no, 2 weeks. And then Prometheus, then 2 weeks, then Spider-Man, then 2 weeks, then Batman.
Yeah. Yes, Spider-Man in like two weeks.
What's the June 22nd?
Okay, there was something else.
July 22nd.
And then G.I. Joe in 2013.
Yeah, that got bumped. I got bumped bad.
I can't believe they're even advertising for that yet.
What's coming?
G.I. Joe in 2013.
Oh, no, yeah. They had to move it. It got bumped, yeah.
Didn't it get bumped? It got bumped because of first viewings of it.
It was delayed 9 months to address its death of Channing Tatum? Tatum?
Actor?
Yes. That's why it was bumped.
Oh, he died? They should tell people he dies in it so more people go see it. He's a wonderful actor.
Therefore, the film has been reportedly reworked to increase its overall quotient of Tatum in particular to go with its added dimension.
Whatever.
To add some
Just show The Rock
Tatum.
Blowing shit up, and I'll go see it.
Is it actually like...
Yeah, actually bumped.
No, I mean actual death in the movie or death in
No, he's not
real
dead.
Life?
He's not dead.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I haven't had seen any rest in peace tweets yet.
No, anyways. Yeah, I'm not reporting that he's dead.
Oh,
April
God.
Fools.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, whatever. April Fools. Rest in peace, Doc Watson. So this weekend, the jailbreak for iOS 5.1.1 was released.
Oh, finally.
Really?
It's called Absinthe.
Okay. I still have not been able to jailbreak my 5.0.1.
Update now, because if you want it, it's not before they update, because they already got release candidate, or 5.1.1 release candidate out, or something like that. So I saw my backups that was backed up for me too. So
okay,
get in there, get updated.
I'll update it tonight.
Absinthe.
If that's the case.
Wait, so I need to be updated
to 5.1.1
legally?
Legally, yeah. You'll probably have to, if you're already jailbroken, you'll probably have to DFU to get updated, and then jailbreak it at 5.1.1.
Well, I can do it from Wi-Fi right now.
If you're already jailbroken, you cannot.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, it'll stop you from doing it.
Okay.
But since you are not, you can. But basically, they came out with Absinthe, and it's really quick, the jailbreak. You don't have to do any DFU mode while you're actually setting it up. If that doesn't work, I had a problem with somebody's. I've done a few of them this weekend already. People coming to me, oh, yeah, can you jailbreak my phone? If you can't do that, then you can Red Snow, and then there's one called Rocky's Untether or something like that on the Cydia store, which actually untethers your phone. So
I like using Red Snow.
Red Snow's slick, but it's not as easy as Absinthe. Absinthe is really easy.
Cool.
So that came out. If you want to unlock capabilities on your phone that you can't do through Apple, take a look at it. Don't steal apps, according to MuscleNerd and all these people.
Yeah, don't steal apps, bro.
Mm-hmm. So,
anyways, let's see here. Speaking of Apple stuff, Apple stores are busy with secretive activity ahead of WWDC keynote.
Interesting.
The keynote is scheduled.
I just want my new iPhone.
Yeah, the keynote is scheduled to begin 10 a.m. on Monday, June 11th. So we'll see
which
what
means
comes.
I'll be able to pre-order my phone that day.
I don't know. We don't know. We've not seen anything about the phone, so it's probably not going to be the phone. It's probably going to be hardware like laptops and all that. Excuse me.
An iPhone.
I don't know. We'll see. It'd be nice for an iPhone.
It would be nice.
I think that's going to be sometime in September, I believe.
No.
So we'll have to see what happens. There's rumor, though, that the new iPhone 5 might have a metal back plate to alleviate some of the issues you've experienced.
Oh, geez, the shattering.
Yeah, you shattered your back of your iPhone. Talking about having a metal back plate. So,
I don't mind the glass. I mean, I had mine for almost 2 years before it shattered. So
yeah.
It's my own fault.
Right. Shouldn't have dropped it.
I feel like the metal might get dinged up more.
Yeah, maybe. But it's more solid, though. I mean, now that Steve's gone, you know, they can do anything they want to do over there. They're actually talking about, okay, let me ask you this. How many iPod/iPhone cables do you have around your house?
A lot.
Too many.
Way too many.
I mean, I could think, I probably have at least 15 cables around the house from different devices I've had over time.
I keep the older ones for some reason that don't work with the phones for actually backing things up. So it's really annoying. I'll grab one and plug it into the computer and it does nothing but charge the phone. I don't know why I don't throw them away.
What are they, just broken?
No.
Are they the old ones?
Yeah, the old ones that all they do is charge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Apple has posted on their jobs page a job opening for a connector design engineer. Which there's some growing speculation that the 30-prong dock connector may be on its way out the door.
Really?
Really.
So we're going to have to buy
all new accessories, all new everything.
I wonder if it's some type of Thunderbolt, you know, USB something.
I don't know. I mean, it could be something as simple as they're deciding that, you know, micro USB is the way to go now like everybody else.
Well, no.
But there's no way.
They won't be like everybody else.
Steve's gone.
It'll be proprietary.
You think so?
Everything that Mac does is proprietary.
This is true, but Steve's gone. So we'll see what happens. I have so many accessories and things that, you know, car chargers and you know, docks that you drop your iPhone in. I've used for my iPod back in the day. I can still use my iPhone on it. And,
yeah.
You know, it just says charging is not supported, but it still plays the music. So, interested to see what happens out of this. You know, maybe they're going to go, hey, we're going to get rid of the dock connector all the way together, and we're just going to go with Wi-Fi syncing only. Who knows? I wouldn't think. I think that'd be the last thing to do, but...
They'd have to start... I mean, if they did that, there'd be an outrage. They'd have to give some kind of credits for, like, turning in your old connectors and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny. Recycle them.
Seriously. Like, in our car, we have an iPad little screen dock for the iPad that charges it while you're watching videos on the back of the headrest.
Mm-hmm.
They make all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
We have a little portable boom box that only fits the iPhone or iPod.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. There's so many things that we have that basically will be...
$60 here, $80 there.
Bunch of paperweights. So,
jeez.
Moving on, we've all read The Ender's Game.
Yes. Finally.
And we haven't talked about it yet on the show. We don't have time tonight to talk about it. But it's being made into a movie. And The Ender's Game author says most of the film is not based on his book.
What?
That's going to suck.
Yeah, he says...
the book was awesome.
The scenes I watch do not come from the book. Very few of the scenes in the movie do. So it was amusing when others asked me how I felt to have my book brought to life. My book was already alive in my mind, in the mind of every reader, he wrote. This is writer David Gavin Hood's movie. Or no, I'm sorry. Writer-director Gavin Hood's movie. So they were his words, and it was his scenes.
Wow.
So, he says, don't worry, folks. Challenges or not, Card said, we'd really like it. So the movie Ender's Game is going to be great. So we'll see. It's a movie adaptation, not quite the book. So,
do they have a projected time when that's going to come out?
I see no time on this article here.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably, you know, it's only in production now, so I would assume it'd be 2013.
Yeah.
You know, probably winter, summer. Who knows? So... We'll see what happens. We'll talk about this first. Diablo 3, we talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In China, it's not called Diablo 3.
Oh, no.
It's called the Big Pineapple.
What?
They called it the Big Pineapple to avoid being banned in China stores.
Because of the name Diablo?
Because of the name Diablo being devil.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you go from devil to the Big Pineapple?
I think it's just a tongue-in-cheek thing to say, you know what? How are you possibly going to ban
the Big Pineapple?
The Big Pineapple. I mean, in The Lich King, they actually had to put clothes on the skeletons to make, or skin on the skeletons, or clothes, I don't remember what it was, to make the game available in China.
Jeez.
China is...
They're a little crazy.
Quite crazy.
A little.
So, let's see here. What else we got? Oh, okay. Let's just talk about this because it's near our neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the term neck.
The zombie apocalypse
is upon
may
us.
Be happening. It is upon us.
Well, God.
You've been ready for this.
Let's get creeped out here.
So.
This is the new Nora Jones?
No.
In Florida. Just a couple days ago, or was it a week ago? A couple days
it
ago.
Was not long ago.
Yeah.
Not long enough.
There was a man on the side of the road eating another man's face.
No.
Eating another man's face. The cops tried to shoot him. It did not work. They shot him again. They did not work. They shot him two more times, and he finally hit the ground.
It's a very exciting time.
Yeah.
That was loud.
4 days ago. Okay, yeah. Oh, six times. Okay. Thank you, chat room. So,
yeah, he was
not only was that the only story we have, though.
Yeah, he was buck naked, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, okay. There's a couple other stories in here as well, but we'll just move on to the one that's the most disturbing. There was a man in... Jersey. Who stabbed himself and threw his intestines at the officers as they came through his bombarding door.
Yeah. Intestines and flesh.
And flesh. Yes.
He's not alive, is he still?
He's in the hospital. He's recovering. Or, well, I don't know if he's recovering, but he is in the hospital.
They need to They
rushed him to the hospital after he reportedly cut out his own intestines and threw them.
You can't live without your intestines. He is a zombie.
He didn't cut the intestines out.
He just kind of let them fall out of him?
Yeah, he disemboweled himself. God! And then while the intestines were still attached, he threw them at the officers.
Yeah. The chat room brought the other one that's absolutely disgusting was the lady that ate her own baby.
I need guns. I need guns. I need ammo. I need supplies.
I need property.
Your parents, are they ready for us?
Can we start building a fence?
Yeah. Electrified fence.
I watched the security video of the guy who was eating the face off the other person.
Oh, I can't.
There were people. There was a guy riding his bike.
The bike rider is the one that got me.
He was literally probably
5 feet.
Maybe, yeah.
Easily.
No more than 10 feet away. And he's up on, like, standing up on his pedals, coasting by this guy who's eating the brains out of the guy on the floor. And he's just staring as he's driving by. I don't know how.
That footage was kind of eerie. Because it's like, he's in, I don't know if he was in a gutter or what he was in, but he was right next to the road. And the amount of people that drove past, the biker, I can't get over that. Because the dude just, like, looks over and keeps biking.
But really, what would you have done?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Because honestly, I think if it was me, I'd pedal faster.
Yeah.
If I see some dude eating somebody else's face, I'm going to pedal faster, get to safety, and call the cops.
It's got to be surreal. Like, I don't think there's any way that that could actually register that it was really happening.
Or, yeah, I mean, it may have been one of those things like, is this a practical joke?
Are they filming something here? What's going on?
That was the other one there.
The hazmat one. Fort Lauderdale. I was telling Cody about that one.
Yeah, in MacArthur High School, hazmat situation, students, teachers decontaminated after breaking out in a rash. So it's, there's all kinds of stuff that's popping up. It's craziness. I'm ready to run. I'm ready to lock down.
And the problem is it's in Florida. We need to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Atlanta. I've seen Walking Dead.
Yeah, bad place to be.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Atlanta.
Yeah. So I'm scared. I'm scared.
I know.
I've got a friend though who could take care of me if I'm not infected. I'm gonna definitely go see him.
Me?
Not you.
Oh.
My friend Manny.
He's ready to go.
My friend is gone.
How are you gonna take care of me?
I'll shoot you. I'll make sure you don't come after me.
There was a web show that was out called I Am Not Infected. And it was really good because it was just like, it was three guys who were living in this house and they're not infected and everybody around them is. And it was just like, basically, they weren't coming to the house. The zombies weren't. So it was like them just trying to live in this zombie infested world. So they like, one of the episodes, they went in somebody's house and they're like, whoa, I mean, there's food here and there's all this. And so they start taking stuff, they pick up the TV, and they start walking out with it, and come to find out it's like some gang's house, and they're not infected either.
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
So, yeah. They have a zombie as a pet, so they're like, they throw dead meat to him. Her, and she's on this, like, tether pole.
I don't like stuff like that. It's gross.
Oh, it's pretty funny. So, you should check that out if you haven't seen it. I Am Not Infected. The first episode's kind of freaky, and then it gets funny after
that. I'm good.
But, yeah, makes me want to buy some supplies and ammunition and weapons and
I don't because I'll
protect my families and kill myself in the event I get infected.
I mean, I don't want to think about that kind of crap.
You couldn't take out a zombie. If a zombie was coming at you.
I could, but
brains.
It's like, the episodes of Walking Dead where like they have the kids with them and she's under the car. Did you watch that?
I haven't seen Walking Dead yet.
There's an episode where they're coming down the street and it's the abandoned highway. It's all these cars just abandoned. And they see a horde of zombies coming, walking. So they hide under the cars and the feet are walking by.
Yeah.
But the mom is on Wonder One car with her daughters on another car and they're walking, the zombies walk through and she makes a noise and the zombies start going for the kid. And I'm like, I can't do this. I can't watch the show. Wigs me out because I put myself in that
situation. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what I would do.
It's happening.
I won't say it's happening. I won't sleep tonight.
Get a shotgun.
I don't want a shotgun.
Lots of spread. Aim for the head.
Jeez.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
So, we have a guy in the chat room that has been really talking to me about starting our own Orlando superhero squad.
Yeah?
Kind of like Phoenix Jones.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about this.
He literally wants to fight crime.
Let's see if I can turn on the phone so we can get him on the phone. if we have time. I mean, well, we're 8 over so far.
Well, no, we didn't start at Reddit 11.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Keep talking.
Yeah, John Eric Cullen. Anyway.
Not yet.
Yeah, just wait. And so he's at, like, first of all, I'm designing a costume for
him. Are you really?
Yeah, and I'm designing a practical costume that he can make himself but still be a superhero to fight crime. In Orlando.
All I want to know is when we get to do a redesign on his vehicle.
Ooh,
to make it more superhero-like.
Well, we don't need to work on his vehicle because it doesn't work anymore.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah,
that's because it's a neon.
So that means he can buy some hoopty and we can really do it up.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's possible. I mean, He wants me to fight crime with him. I had to remind him that I'm a father of three, and I don't care. We have cops for this situation.
So you're going to be the Alfred.
I'm going to be, I said Oracle.
Oracle, okay, that'll work.
I mean, I can Google Map stuff for him.
Can I break your legs?
No, I'm not going Barbara Gordon Oracle.
Oh, okay.
This is New 52.
I want to be the one that goes around with a video camera and just tapes it all.
Yeah, see, we can
from
be
a distance,
like,
and you can.
You
Sean,
can be the Jimmy
Sean,
Olsen.
You can build the webpage, and
see, I'm okay
I'll shoot
with
video,
this.
And
I'd rather just like sit around making
Danny
awesome
can
videos
design the
like
costumes.
Red Velvet.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
Jeez,
we'll be the support crew.
Okay. We'll be John Eric's support crew. He got the voicemail, by the way.
Oh, you know, I know what I did wrong. Okay, hang on 1 second.
But I could definitely, I'll do Alfred. I'm cool with Alfred.
Yeah.
I mean.
Alfred never got hurt until he came into the house.
Yeah. The only problem is he makes, John Eric makes costumes out of trash cans. So I don't think it's going to stop bullets at this point.
Kevlar is expensive.
This is Orlando. Everybody carries a gun.
Apparently, but I've never seen anybody carrying a gun.
You just don't know what's happening.
Yeah. There are plenty. My brother almost shot a person at a Predators game.
Oh, that's right.
He's not supposed to carry to sporting events, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just letting you know.
No, it's on the
Those record. Are the most dangerous places, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It
doesn't
fine.
Matter.
It doesn't matter if you get shot.
Not a bar, not sporting events. Yeah. Not places of assembly.
All right, anyway, I guess the phone's not working, so.
Yeah, he's not trying, because I fixed it.
Anyway, I wouldn't mind. I just want to make awesome videos like Rex Velvet.
Yeah.
You want to be the anti-villain?
I don't know if we want to be the, no, yeah, I want to be the anti, because he's the villain.
Phoenix Jones. Who's going to write the script for that?
We can get Matt Flood to write the script.
Yeah.
We're not doing Blue Beetle stuff. But we'll figure out.
Blue Beetle.
He can't fight crime as Blue Beetle. Someone's getting shot.
No, that was me. Oh, there he's calling now.
Oh no. Pick up the phone.
All right, I think we got him on the line here.
John Eric, make sure you turn down whatever you're listening to.
What's up?
Oh, we got you on the line, huh?
Finally, what's up?
Yo,
finally.
What's
Jeez.
Up?
So John Eric, have you thought of a name yet?
No, because I want to see the costume and see what the costume says to me.
Oh,
I know the costume is going to speak to me.
Oh, you want the costume to speak to you.
So
right.
Pink Speedo.
Yeah. You're the worst Alfred ever. You've been designing the costume for like 7 days.
Yeah, but I can't rush it, bro. I can't rush good design.
Bro, I looked under the register. The paper is still blank.
I'm not using that paper, bro.
So let's talk about what you're going to do, John Eric.
Yeah, what's your
plan?
Plan of attack.
You know we already have one in Orlando, by the way, right?
What? Tell us, what is it?
You could be his nemesis.
Sweet.
And we're doing the anti-heroes. That's all we're doing.
We're doing anti-heroes?
Okay, what's the Orlando group called?
I'm looking them up right now.
So what's your plan of attack, John? Parks, downtown Orlando,
Master,
Lake Eola.
Okay, Master Legend is Orlando's real-life superhero. He's an old dude, though.
You could
bro,
take him.
I'll do everything, bro. I'm going to get, when I get a new car, I'm just going to murder it out, and I'm just going to do everything.
Okay. All right. As long as I don't have to design a car for you.
So.
Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
Nothing, bro.
So where are you going to go? Is this all of Orlando thing? Is this downtown thing? Avalon?
Yeah, bro. I got a police scanner, so I know it's going down.
Oh, gosh.
Don't think you're supposed to.
Wow.
I don't know if that's illegal or not, so you might not want to post this.
It's not illegal.
I got a police
scanner. It's a CB. It's a CB radio. We'll leave it at that.
So you're really going to try and fight some crime?
Bro, I'm serious. I'm dead ass. Like, I'm not even high. I'm being serious.
Okay.
John, don't get high, bro. It's not cool.
I don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
So, Spider-Man doesn't... I've learned in my life that Spider-Man doesn't drink and superheroes don't get high.
All right. Well, let's do it. We'll be the anti-heroes or anti-villains.
Are you serious, though, or are you just saying that to entertain
I'm serious. I mean, we're going to do some LARPing.
You got to come up with a name, though.
We're going to do some what? LARPing?
Yeah.
I'm not going to roleplay.
That's basically what we're going to be doing. Because
that's what Danny wants to do.
The instant that someone pulls a gun on you, you're going to be like, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, I'm not. I bet you I won't.
I bet you're going to get shot.
I bet you I won't. I might try something and get shot.
What kind of?
I bet you I won't be just kidding.
What kind of weapons will you carry?
I have to design those, I guess, too.
You know, I don't know, because what's his face got arrested for tasing somebody, so I can't carry a taser.
You could need, like, excrema sticks or something.
That's not very superhero-like. You want something organic.
Yeah. Like a...
Like nunchucks.
Like web shooters.
Ooh, nunchucks.
No, not nunchucks. Maybe...
Or just a stick, like Donatello style.
Doesn't Kick-Ass have like two nightsticks?
I think excrema sticks.
Oh yeah, you can get a baton, like a folding baton,
bow staff, crossbow, sword, Buster sword.
No nightstick, bro.
Hammer.
Nightstick. I'll have
axe.
I have two pairs. I'll have a blunt nightstick, and then I'll have a nightstick with nails on it because I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous. All right,
you should do something like super over the top. Like his cape could be the Puerto Rican flag.
No, I'm not wearing a cape.
His name could be Ross Campoyo.
No, I'm not wearing the Puerto Rican flag on my back.
We'll do the chicken hat for you. You can be Ross Campoyo. You know, you have like the flag.
You can wear the rebel flag though.
Oh, the Confederate.
I'm not wearing a cape. or two cups. We'll let Robert Baker wear the cape.
Ooh, you're calling someone out already. You even got a costume.
Actually, you know what? We should call Robert Superboy and just put a bunch of S's down the cape because he stutters a lot. So it's like Superboy.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
I think you people listen to this enemy. Show.
You found your first enemy that you're going to have to fight.
You have your first arch nemesis.
Okay, this guy, Master Legend, who's out of Orlando.
Master Legend's in Orlando.
He his accessories are Iron Fist, which is a metal fist welded 25 years ago to smash down walls.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a
awesome
Master Blaster, which is a modified potato cannon that shoots ropes and bolos.
I got a Master Blaster.
What is it? An ass blaster?
Master Blaster.
Master.
And then he's got a million-volt shock baton.
Ooh, see, he's got you that excrema stick on you.
He's got his 19...
What does he have?
A million-volt shock baton.
Dude, if you went up against him with some nunchucks, you'd be screwed.
It's like a cattle prod.
Bro, I want that, baton with power on it.
You need a 1999 Justice van, which is the Dodge Ram full-size cargo van.
I'm not doing a van. Sorry, bro.
And a legend cycle and a motorhome disaster unit.
Superhero by day, predator by night.
Child molester.
Free candy.
All right.
So, yeah, man.
All right, John. I'll work on your costume sometime today.
You don't work tomorrow, do you?
Nope, I'll do it.
Let's build a web presence here. Give me some ideas. We'll get some videos together. Start building a marketing campaign for you.
We're going to need
campaign.
You should work
what?
On your own site first.
For fighting crime.
Bro, I don't want people to know.
Because you're afraid someone will shoot you?
Hello, what do you think happened to Peter Parker? As soon as people started finding
we're
out
not
who he was,
put up that John Eric
right.
is Spider-Man.
I'm not saying I want a page for John Eric.
We
I'm saying I want a page for unnamed
superhero.
Go on to Real Life Superheroes. They all have their aliases up there.
Yeah, bro. God.
Well, I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
All right.
Let's do it.
You're going to need to lose some weight.
No, I don't.
All right. Well.
I'm fairly plump, and I'm fairly well-built. Okay? All right. I'm not fat.
Okay.
I'll race you tomorrow. Foot race.
What?
We'll do a foot race. If I can beat you, you're not going to... I'm not going to steal your costume.
Bro. You can barely walk from the front of Epic Comics to the back without wheezing.
All right, bro.
All right.
We got to go. We're running out of major time. We probably went over.
Thanks for calling, John. Yep.
Bye, John.
All right. See you guys. See you, have a good night. Right.
Peace.
See you, Rose Campoyo.
That's a good, yeah.
The Rose Campoyo.
Anyway, I got to work on his costume.
Yeah.
All right, write us emails.
Yeah, let's do this. Email us. Hey, email us at the show at thenerdiverse.com. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter at thenerdiverse. Or I'm sorry, no, it's at, I haven't done this in a while. Can you tell? Jeez. It's follow us on Twitter at nerdiverse show. And where can they find you, Danny?
At rogue R0GUE.
Cody?
I'm at Commander Kodo.
And you can find me at Chon _ Lee. And you can call and leave us your voicemails at 407-900-NERD. And you can also go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review.
Or one.
Or 1-star.
If you're going to do one, give us a good reason.
Give us a reason, please.
So, anyways.
If we sucked.
We love your 5-star review, though. We have a few. So, we appreciate those who have.
Definitely.
All right.
Check us out.
We're out.
We're out. We recorded the ending.